And Kathy Dawes now, along with some folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, incoming President Janet Nichols, Mike Kearns, and Chuck Tannehill. He's the entry coordinator. We're going to explain what we're talking about when we're talking about entries. And I know, Mike, you kind of organize this crew, if you want to kind of lead things off and tell us where we're heading. And you have a big year ahead of you and big events coming up.
Yeah, we do, Kathy. And thank you for having us on again. Some people may not know that the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, of which we're members, puts on all the Veterans Day activities here in town each year. And this will be our 25th anniversary for the coalition, which was founded by World War II vets. And their charter was to do things that honor vets and help vets and promote patriotism with the youth. And the coalition has just kept at that each year. And it's expanded from its original narrow focus of just the parade to where we now, through the generosity of donors, are able to give some scholarships up at K-State. And we hope to expand that this year and include scholarships at the Christian College and at the VOTEC, or the Area Technical College. We've expanded to where we help older vets to go back to Washington, D.C. and visit their appropriate memorial. We try to help maybe some vets that are having some financial problems around the holidays and foster that patriotism with the kiddos here in town, too, to help develop that. We do that through a couple things. One is in the parade each year, we have a large participation from children from not only Manhattan but the surrounding area. And each one of those kids that are in the parade get a memento, and it's always a dog tag with that year's theme on it. We also am open to going to schools in the area and talking to them about patriotism, doing your duty, things like that. And this year is not only the 25th birthday for the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, it's the 100th birthday of the 1st Infantry Division. And they always partner with us for the parade. So we anticipate this is going to be a biggie. Last year at the marshalling area, we had over 3,000 people down there in the mall parking lot. And we anticipate it'll be bigger this year.
Boy.
That's why we're here.
And I know that's a good time to come on and start already thinking about it. Janet, you have a big job ahead of you, from what I understand. You're incoming president, and just, you know, what it's like to take over something that's going to be, just going to be a lot going on for you.
Well, luckily, we have a really strong committee, a lot of dedicated members who've been at this a long time. And we also are really recruiting some new members as well. We'd like to get some Gulf War vets involved. And we're working really hard to expand our membership. We start really working in March, so our first meeting will be the second Wednesday of the month in March, which I believe is the 8th, at 9:30 in the morning at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. If you are a veteran or a spouse of a veteran like I am and are interested in helping, we could definitely use the help. We meet once a month. And then as we get closer to Veterans Day, which this year, the actual federal holiday falls on a Saturday. I want to get that out there. The parade is Friday, November 10th. And we do that because we have so much support and participation from the schools. A big part of our parade, and I can say this, I've lived in Manhattan 10 years, and my introduction to the parade was walking with my kids at Woodrow Wilson Elementary with my husband, who then was still in the military, and we'd walk in that parade every year, and I've got great pictures and memories before I even knew any of these guys. It is a great, great day, but it is Friday, November 10th. But if you'd like to help out, we are always looking for new members, and we are happy to have you join us.
And I saw thumbs up go around the room when you mentioned the time frame of it this year. And let's get Chuck on a little bit, too, as entry coordinator. And it's, you know, as Mike mentioned, we're kind of doing this earlier than I remember usually doing it. But there's a reason for that. And kind of fill us in what people need to be thinking about,
Chuck. Because of the large number of people that enter the parade, we're trying to make sure that everybody, that we line it up for people that to make sure that everybody is organized and that we have people there that are on time. I also wanted to say something about what Janet had said. One of the very impressive things for me was to watch people. I didn't get to actually watch the parade since I was sitting in the marshaling area, but to see the parents in uniform with their young children going out, that is something very special. But we're trying to get people in at different times. This is something different that we've tried in the past. Previously, everybody kind of showed up, and we really depend upon the help of Kansas State Army, ROTC. They've been a major contributor and actually really kind of run the operations during the time of the parade. We're going to be assigning people different times to arrive so they don't have to wait as long. It's very difficult for the school children sometimes to have to spend that much time in the assembly area. They tend to wander, and so it makes it more enjoyable to them. We also want to meet the needs of people. Everybody wants to be in the front, and so trying to get people into a position that is best suited for the parade and is also best suited for them as well.
Well, and really the parade's grown, I think, even since I started covering it 15 years ago, Mike. I mean, through the years, it's become quite large.
It has. As I said, we had over 3,000 people down in the marshaling area that were actually in the parade. And it grows every year because we are the biggest parade in Kansas on Veterans Day, and people want to be a part of that. It's a joyous event when you're down there at the marshaling area and you see the people. They're happy. They're visiting with each other. Groups are commingling and finding out about each other. And then down Points Avenue, it's just thronged with people. We give out flags, little American flags on sticks. People will go up and down Points Avenue, our people, and give them to people. People will be waving those flags. That's cool. And people like to be a part of that. And that's so important. And Chuck has taken over the responsibility for receiving applications to be in the parade. And he and Rich Senfin, who is kind of our IT guy, have worked out where people can go online at our website and actually, I think, apply to be in the parade. Is that correct?
Just search for Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on the internet, and you'll find our website. You can download both the entry form and the information about the parade. We'll also be emailing out all the entry forms to the people that were past participants in the parade. And for those that don't have an email address, and we still do have a few of those, we'll be sending it out by snail mail. So they'll, one way or another, everybody that participated in last year's parade can get it. We're asking that also that everybody try and get their entries in by October 20th. We've had people that have entered just hours before we're getting ready to finish the assembly, and that makes it much more difficult for everybody.
It certainly would, I would think. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It's now 9:45, and again, from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, incoming President Janet Nichols, also Mike Kearns, Chuck Tannehill with the group, and Chuck, the entry coordinator for this year's parade. Let's take a break, 537-1350, if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship.